I think we've gotten to the point of being so politically correct that we stop being direct and upfront with people. I mean, when somebody's direct with you, sometimes people take that as a, how dare you address me directly about what I'm doing or whatnot. Uh-huh. So there was a situation that I had to address.
What up, what up? Hey, we welcome y'all to...
The corner, like you about to get socked out.
Hey, we inviting the new guest in here.
Oh, he got on the fuzzy.
Oh, he got on the fuzzy socks?
Fuzzy wuzzy.
Hey. So what up? Say what's up to the people there.
Hey.
No, you got to speak up, though.
Hey,
all right. So we got our first guest on here.
Ever. First ever guest.
First ever, the exclusive. Mm,
yes, Lord.
We giving y'all an exclusive.
Exclusive. Behind the scenes.
Isaiah.
Zachariah Jones.
Jones out here.
I'm just playing.
Isaiah
Anthony Jones. You got your father's first name. How do you feel about having your daddy's first name?
I don't mind.
Talking to the mic.
I don't mind.
You don't mind? Do you wish it was different?
Not really.
All right, good. That's a good answer, Steve. Good answer. I'll try to bait you into that one.
All right, so, hey, but we're going to be just talking and stuff. We don't really have a topic this time.
No, we're going to freestyle
it. We're just going to come to y'all, you know, just about some facts.
Exactly. What grade are you in now?
Seventh.
Your grade's okay?
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing that you think middle school is going through right now? What's your hardest thing about middle school?
Math?
Really? What about like
besides subjects?
Yeah,
so
the social aspect.
Let's talk
of
about
your
life. Social aspect. Of
talk
life.
About your life, man.
What problems do middle schoolers go through?
Is there a lot of bullying that you see?
Sorta.
Do you get bullied?
You keep giving me these one questions, these one word answers.
Do you do the bullying?
No.
You're not a bully. Are you still in a band?
Yeah.
Boy, get off here. I'm sorry. It's just knows. Yo, these men how to speak. All he knows is yes and no's. We're going to ask this man 50 questions.
50,000 questions.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, man.
No.
Sit back down until you answer a question with three sentences. Come on, man. So we're going to ask you again. What is the...
It's going to be hard. You got to sit up to the mic. You feel closer to the mic.
What is your favorite thing about your dad?
And yes ain't the answer.
Yeah, that's not a yes or no question. Just give me a couple things that you just really enjoy about your father. Because you be calling him father, which is hilarious. You be like, my father.
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 But my father would not allow me.
So what's some amazing things that you could say about your father?
Mm.
Hey, man, stop throwing him in the background over there.
Nah, you be all right.
So name some things. What's going on? Don't let the camera shock you. People can't even see you right now.
I know. All right, we can talk about something. Let's talk about something that you do like.
He was doing the light skin squint. Is it like that bright?
Let's warm you up. What's your favorite anime? Yu-Gi-Oh.
I don't watch it.
You don't watch anime? Who's your favorite Pokemon?
Dragon Ball Z, that's not anime?
I don't watch that anymore.
Naruto? You don't watch that? Oh, you too good for Naruto? What do you Shippuden?
Or what do you normally watch?
Yeah. What do you
watch? Random show, really.
What? Give me a show that you're watching.
The regular show?
The regular show?
I like that one.
You be watching the regular show? I don't be watching it. Right, really? The regular show? That's the thing to say.
No
butt in here.
All right. So, what do you normally watch on YouTube or TV?
The regular show.
Back to these one word answers.
Yeah. Or YouTube or anything like that.
I watch Fortnite on YouTube.
Break this walnut.
YouTube.
You said what?
I watch Fortnite on YouTube.
Okay. So, bro, I can't hear you with a microphone. I need you to speak. Look, say it with your chest. Mm-hmm. Speak up. There's no right or wrong answer, son. Just tell us what you're really thinking.
All right, so does this let's
ask
a real question.
No. So what do you watch on YouTube?
Fortnite videos.
All right. Hold it up to your hold the mic up.
This is practice.
Are you uncomfortable right now?
Does this make you nervous doing this?
It should not.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay, so why don't you like hold the mic?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's not an answer. Give the mic back to him. Don't stop taking it from him. Nah, you give him a way out. Hold it up. All right, now you hold it like this in front of your face.
Not. Yeah.
So hold it up just like this. So people can hear you talk. Or look, put it on the stand and you just talk into the stand. You don't have to worry about the mic.
Boom.
So, okay. So you like the YouTube videos?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite YouTuber?
Not really.
What?
Besides us?
Dang, not us?
That's cold-blooded.
You don't even watch Pops and Socks like that?
No.
I hope not.
Dang, you right. You know what?
I hope not. Okay, I hope not.
We don't watch Pops and Socks.
I watch Pops and Socks every Monday.
I go back and watch it. Actually do watch it to make sure.
We only be getting like 40, 50 views. I'm one of them.
Your mom is the other one. Shout out to and Mama Shane.
I'd be upset. Shout out to you got 40. I'm like, that's it?
She's on the
last week, she got like 100.
I
got to
watch it. Like I said, I edited it, so therefore I watch it.
Bro, just that's click fair. On it and leave yourself so Isaiah, home, man. Support the podcast.
What sport do you got coming up this year?
Track.
Track? Yeah. Well, nice. What events do you run?
100 meters, 200.
I can't hear you.
100s, 200s, and long jumps.
Long jump, nice.
You still run that 1x4? What did old people call it?
4x1?
Nah, there was old people used to call this track race that don't even exist no more. Like, you still run the 50?
Yeah, my mom said, she said, when you got the 50?
I said, yeah, the 50.
I said, what's the 50?
Yeah.
What? So, do you think you'll be on the 4x1 team this year?
I don't know.
Are you hoping you'll be on the 4x1 team this year? What are you looking at? There ain't nothing over there.
You looking at the blue things, man.
Look over here. Look at me. Look, you see this? I'm the captain now. Yeah. All right. Now, so are you hoping you'll be on it this year? Bro, you don't know how to hold a conversation? This generation's don't.
We're just talking.
Yeah, bro, this is just regular conversation.
This is what happens when we keep telling our kids to stay in the kids' place.
Right.
They get uncomfortable around adults. Hey, y'all, you go on your rule. There's a lot of adults in here.
That's true, right.
Stay in the kids' place.
Or you ask them basic questions out here. This man asking them questions about him.
For real. Yes, so would you rather be a superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe or Marvel. The DC
Marvel.
Universe? Marvel. Ooh, it hits that quick.
Okay, so you would much rather deal with villains like Thanos and Kang?
Yeah.
Instead of dealing with villains like Bane and Joker?
Well, they have Doomsday, though.
Who exactly. Doomsday?
Doomsday is DC's Thanos. No oh, he might. The Omega Beams?
Hit you from space?
Space. Omega Beams. Ain't it cut corners?
Sound like a Celestial.
Good, Ben.
I don't know.
Isaiah, if you had to pick one superpower or two superpowers, what would it be?
Super speed.
Nice. And anything else?
And super strength.
Super strength. Would you be a question? Would you be a hero or a villain?
Would you be a hero or a villain?
I asked you that.
Yeah, hey, man.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, pray for us.
No wrong. Yeah.
All right. What a question? Would I be one?
Yeah.
I might be a hero. I'd be more of like a Hancock.
I'll be a villain.
Huh?
I'll be a villain.
Dang. So you go choke against me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna knock his butt. I'm gonna knock his block off.
I doubt it.
So as you can see, my son's in competitive mode with me. So he's at the age to where he thinks he can beat me in a race.
What are you better at than your dad? That's a good question.
That is a great question.
What do you think that you're better at than your dad? What can you beat your dad in? Don't say video games. Anything but video games. What in real life do you think that you can beat your dad?
I have nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Let me help you out.
Now, video
You're way more musically talented than him.
Oh yeah, he got me on
hands
that.
Down. I don't know
I
if
can
you can
play,
sing.
Saxophone.
Exactly.
I can learn it,
but you can't right now.
I can't. I can learn it though.
You are way more musically gifted than your dad. As far as athleticism, you might be more athletic than your dad now.
Not even close.
You don't think so? When it comes to certain things.
Not close. I wouldn't say not even
basketball.
Close.
Basketball. Basketball was never your dad's sport.
I would say.
You know what? Basketball ain't really your sport either.
Look. Isaiah, look. We played the other day. We went out to against Macari. And the rule was no layups. No so layups. We played it. Listen. We were in the dark.
Later?
Yes. On the double rims.
Ain't nobody making any shots at that
listen,
goal.
Listen. We did. I hit him with that step back fadeaway to end the game out there.
Stop.
I did. Wow. Isaiah can shoot though. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't expect it.
He the mid-range shooter. They got scholarships for that.
Hey, man, try out for your basketball team.
Next year. I'll try to teach. We're trying to teach him about dribbling with his left.
I played basketball. First time I played real organized basketball was in middle school.
Really?
I made the 7th and 8th grade.
I remember you being on a basketball team, but I didn't know that was your first time.
Yeah, because I never played Parks and Rec basketball.
So you just said, I'm going to show up.
I played with the YMCA with Rob, Ryan Roller's dad.
Yep.
And that was it.
If there's one sport, is there a sport that you just wish that you would like to try or try again?
Boy, look like you play Quidditch. Go ahead.
I might try basketball.
Basketball? Hey!
Nah, think outside the box, man. Think outside the realm.
Anything else? Is there a wild sport that you black people like,
are good at?
That would
pick hockey. Yeah. Pick hockey.
No.
Tennis?
That's too cold for hockey for me.
What you mean? Nah.
What about tennis?
It's not really cold in the hockey.
It is very cold in the arena. If you're skating, it's not. I've been to one. It was freezing.
I've been to hockey. I went to the Knoxville.
Yes, and it was freezing the whole time when I went.
Not that cold when I was there.
When really? I was there, I was ready to go by the second period.
So would you rather be a professional golfer or a professional tennis player? Why or why not?
If you had to pick one.
I don't like neither sports.
That's not the question.
I know that.
Boy, if you want to pick
All right. Well, which one would you pick, though, if you had to pick one?
You pick tennis?
Tennis.
Why?
Okay. It's almost like a big ping pong.
Yeah.
But you ain't good at ping pong.
I'm okay at ping
He's
pong.
He's pretty good.
Okay, really?
For a kid, yeah.
But he can't beat you?
No. Nobody can beat me. Nobody can see me. Said Dr. Dr. Jang. Dr. Jang, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, boy.
Of the three Pops and Sox members, Anthony is definitely the worst.
You are – listen, we're
– Anthony is the worst.
The only reason Shaka could beat me – But the only reason Shaka could beat me is literally Shaka has his custom paddle that he didn't pay for that basically requires the ball to spin across the table or do unnecessary stuff. Bakari can't see me.
I beat Shaka with that paddle when he had that paddle.
No, Bakari, the only time you beat me is if we – listen, if we play for 45 minutes – You're like, who's that superhero that uses their own strength against them? It's like after you play me for about 5 or 6 games, then you get used to my playing style.
That's Doomsday.
I know how to counteract that.
That's Doomsday.
But we're just playing back and forth. I'm beating 5 or 6 times in a row. You know and then about. After that, then it's like, okay, now he can keep
the up. One that keeps learning. Every time Superman fight him, he beats him, but then he keeps learning, like, he can't beat him that way, same way again.
Yeah. So that way. So you're okay. You're good.
You didn't play me in a year, Shaka.
Let's keep it that way.
What's up, then?
Bruh.
What's up?
We can take it to the streets.
We can take it to the streets.
Take it to the streets, player.
That ain't nothing.
I'm the go ping pong player. All right. That's your boy, Justin.
All right. I used to beat Justin. No, you
I
didn't
talk to him every week. He's like, he said Anthony trash.
Bro, I ain't played Justin in 10. Bro, I ain't been to Boys and Girls Club in 4 years.
If it's been that long since you played ping pong, my teenager's going to beat you now.
Nah.
Greg was nice.
I never played Greg.
Greg, I'm not going to say he trash.
Yeah, that's what I said, bro. I was really about to ask you what's going on. I said, Isaiah, who's your best friend right now, or best friends? Speak up.
There's Cameron.
Jacob. I can't hear you. Speak up. Speak up.
Yeah, you're gonna have to learn how to speak up.
You gotta learn to speak up.
Have y'all seen the look?
I'm trying. All right, say it again for us, loud.
Cameron.
Nice.
Jaquil.
Okay. What about Siebes?
Maybe CB.
Dang, maybe CB? All right. What? I'm asking you kind of a tougher question. All right.
Girls.
Classifies, or I don't want to use that word, you won't confuse them. What makes friends good friends to you right now? Yeah, classify.
Getting to know them.
Right. Okay. What do you like? Is there like a certain thing that you like about your friends? Are they funny? Are they the same grade as you? Do they play the same instrument? I saw
him and Johnson.
Him and the water pump over here.
I'm trying to give you a mic.
Nah, he knew what he was doing.
Wrong. Give it the wrong way.
I don't know if I'm on camera.
Look, I can't have no more kids. you still on camera. Gets that whole couch.
So what classifies one of your friends as a good friend?
Sometimes they help me out.
Nice. With what? You got somebody trying to bully you, son? No. Somebody trying to bully you?
No.
All right.
Have you ever been bullied, though?
No.
Really? Yeah. Do you know what bullying is?
Sort of.
What is bullying to you?
Like, trying to get the person to feel down by, like, pushing them, punching them, taking their stuff.
We're talking about them?
Yeah.
Do you know why people oftentimes bully other people?
Because they're haters?
That, and also, they might be going through something at home, and, like, they get angry, and they'll take their anger on someone else.
So how should, when we see somebody bullying somebody, how should we sit there and handle that bully? Should we handle them with aggression, or should we try to understand their story? Like, how would you handle it if you see somebody bullying somebody? Not the person that's getting bullied, but somebody that's bullying somebody. How would you handle them?
I usually tell them to chill out.
Chill out.
So your spokesman, like said, we the break. Right.
Oh, my name is Paul.
I don't know.
And y'all. I don't know y'all.
Tell them. So yeah. So that's one way. I think I'm proud of that. And she was like, "Yo, tell them somebody to chill." Even the hardest thing is when you see one of your. What happens when you see one of your friends being aggressive or being a bully to somebody? What do you normally do then? Because that could be a different story right there.
I usually tell them to chill out.
Or do you join them?
Tell them to chill out.
Tell them chill out. What if they
depends on who it is. What if it's somebody you don't like and you see them bullying them? You still tell them chill out,
or you tell them, or you tell the teacher, or you tell the teacher, look, got him. Hey, Mrs. Johnson, look, Travis over here be the bully.
Tell the teacher.
Maybe.
So have you ever found yourself being a bully? Because sometimes we don't know that we're bullying other people. So have you ever actually
like
put somebody down? You ever put somebody down to uplift yourself? Or maybe you might have been having a bad day, so you bullied somebody? Unintentionally?
Intentionally or unintentionally?
Sometimes when I'm not having the greatest days, I don't mean to make them feel upset, but if like...
Speak up.
They keep doing dumb stuff and I usually like snap on them.
Man, I get like it. That's like me at work. That's like me at work. I respect your
dumb
look,
stuff.
I respect your honesty. Look, see, first of all, I respect the honesty, right? Then you can't fix anything. We all have those days that we feel like that too.
People, stop doing dumb stuff.
Please stop doing dumb stuff, according to Isaiah. People,
right? Podcast doing dumb stuff.
Doing dumb stuff. Matter of fact, that's gonna be when we talking about this. This is what's gonna happen. But. You know what? Respect your honesty. Keep being a great young man, Isaiah.
You want your ears pierced, dog?
No.
You want your ears pierced?
No.
Would you ever get them pierced?
I had them pierced.
Oh, yeah, when he was little.
Oh, you still got the hole.
Yeah. What's up, man? Look, last question. Am I a bully to you at the house?
Be honest.
Yeah. You got to be
honest. Dragon Ball Z.
When we play Dragon Ball Z, why am I a bully?
Because you always cheat.
I don't have to cheat.
Has your dad ever made you cry when playing video games?
Wow, you let everybody know at this time. What I do?
It's a Dragon Ball Z.
What's Dragon? Explain. So explain to people what that game is if they never heard of that game before. It's a video.
Dragon Ball Z Fighters. It's like
it's a video
sort
game
of like that, but it's like Dragon Ball Z characters. You have to buy some characters, but. You fight them out, and you have three characters, and whoever loses all of them loses. First.
Right. So, question. So, let's explain the story behind this before, for everybody to think I'm just a bully out here myself.
Nah, you are.
I ain't no worry about it, though.
Nah, you cut off right there. Nah.
I can't. So,
I used to.
He's a sore winner out here.
Nah, me and Isaiah, we do like to pick with each other and stuff a lot. So,
that's why he gets so hype in the background when y'all hear him when he wins.
Yes.
You gotta say up. All right. Yeah, he said yes. It is a button. It's on. Okay. But no, so let me explain what happened. Can I tell my story?
Tell
the story, son. So, Isaiah, one time when I first got the game, we rented it. We liked it so much, we're like, all right, we got to buy this game, right? All right, so hold the mic up to you. So, what happened was,
Isaiah, when we first bought it, Isaiah was beating my head like a drum on this game. When I say I was hot, I could not stop. I couldn't buy. I couldn't stop him to do nothing. It got to the point when he beat me with Krillin, which is the worst character in the game. Wash me with Krillin. That beat washed me. didn't eliminate not one of his characters. Look, I was upset. Would you tell me, Isaiah? He said, I think I'm done playing. Look, I said, run it back. It's a rematch. He says, nah, I'm good. It gets up and walks to the room.
Yeah, there we go. You know what you did? Look, you took him back to a place that once made him angry before. I had beaten your dad like that because he had the UFC game.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, hey, you want to play?
I just bought it. Like, Bakari was with me when I took it out the plastic.
He said, hey, you want to play? I said, yeah, I'll play. He didn't realize I've been playing this before.
I didn't know Bakari played.
I came I washed your dad in the first round. Look, a couple minutes. Twice.
Three times, look, actually.
After I beat him, I said, go to sleep on that L. Sleep on that L. And I walked off. Hot. I went to the house. That's what triggered him right there. It's not you, it's that triggered him.
That's exactly what happened. So
it's your fault.
Yes. So it's his fault.
It's his fault that he sucks a game.
Nah, nope.
Then
I went to Jaquilla's house.
That same weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And spent the night. And then
he ain't come out the house all day.
Anthony's then what out. Happened, Isaiah?
He was in the house practicing all weekend.
All weekend?
You right.
As soon as I get back, hey, you want to run some Dragon Ball Z? I was like, yeah.
He said all cocky. He said, sure. Like I'm about to beat up on him again. Like, I'll just play this.
who you want me to pick?
Basically, that's what he said.
Then he gets, like, two good characters. And randomly, he starts washing me, and I thought
it was nothing random about that.
This is a planned attack.
That was strategic. Yeah.
No, so what happened was, so he said, yeah, I want to play again. He picks two of these suspect characters. I said, no, you need to come with your best on this one. He says, nah, I'm good. So I went from back, wash him. He said, what? So the next time he picks different characters, I start tagging him again.
That weekend.
You go back and all of a sudden that leaning up. That's when we about to get real serious. He said, let me adjust my seat. Like,
snap.
So all of a sudden, look, he started always yelling, how is he beating? Like, go ahead. I said, yeah, you think I was in here doing nothing, huh, this weekend? You think it was going to let you just beat me down like that, huh? Yeah. What you didn't know was I was in here this weekend getting better.
Like,
I said, I figured out how to block. I figured out some other stuff. Listen, and Isaiah hasn't been able to beat me since.
Yes, I did.
Well, what's the last time you beat me?
Cameron and Jaquil came over.
He's don't try me like no sucker out here.
Well, you kept beating me, and I got mad. And so I got Goku.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did almost hit me with a perfect. he beat 1.5 characters of mine. I'm talking about.
I'm leveled up.
I couldn't even get out the corner. I was like, shit, fight back.
I still lost, but after that game, that's when I went try hard and beat him. But like,
he said, try hard.
I'm talking about, well, how much? Talking about the skin of your teeth.
Yeah. He said,
look, then him and his friends sit right there. They jump together, celebrate like victors. You might have thought they all won the national championship. I wouldn't even mad about it. I said, you know what? That's all right, son. That's all right.
You earned it.
And then we went against each other again, and then I lost.
Then I said, really? All right, son. I said, that was just a fraction of my power. Click, click, click. All you heard is controls. Click, 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 click.
So all you guys grew up playing a lot of video games. I suck at video games. After about eighth grade, if it's not Mario Kart, I'm trash. But have you guys ever broke a video game controller out of frustration?
Yes. Well, I'll get one.
I have not.
Wait. You got a broken one? Anthony about to go get upset right now.
I'm already triggered.
Have you guys ever broken a video game controller out of frustration?
I've never. It down. Luckily, it never broke.
Really?
Back in the day, them regular Xbox controllers.
Boy, those were sturdy.
You almost had to have four hands on that thing. Yeah. I don't know why they made it so big like that.
That looked like two
burgers. Looked like a keyboard.
Which one are you looking for?
That joint was like holding 10 Hot Pockets. That joint was
Is that the one? You talking about the what's the name? The one missing the top? Yeah, that's already trashed.
You got the top off?
The buttons came out. It was already trashed.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you got mad and you destroyed it?
That's that convertible one.
No. So I already told him, I said, listen, Because my mom explained something to me real early about video games. Because I used to be that one. Oh my gosh, I throw it down.
Yeah.
She says, so let me square now. She says, understand something, son. Mm. You don't pay for this stuff. Mm. I do. And I know you don't have no concept. These controllers are $50, $60. Now, they were then. $50 or $60 a pop. And I told Isaiah the same thing. I said, if you ever want to play it, I promise you, I will never buy you another controller. I said, look at me, my son. I said, when I say I'm going to do something, don't I do it.
Hear me.
Hear me now. I said, you will literally look at this Xbox and watch it get dust on it to the day it stops working due to malfunction because it's not of use.
Until you buy before yourself then. Control.
Now, if
he bought you one, though?
That was for your Christmas or birthday last year. Now, there's a difference of like slamming Shot, controllers
you
and breaking. You
stole your controller down, though.
I don't remember.
That was that Jax game.
Now, there's a difference when you're throwing your controller down versus.
Jack and Dexter? I watched that get hot on Jack and Dexter.
Did I really?
Bro, I used to get hot on that game.
No recollection.
I do.
I have no idea.
There's a difference when you're like wear and tear of the controller, like you use it a lot, versus like I'm slamming it.
No, wow. That's true.
Look, ask me how long did you have to play with that controller before I bought another one?
My A button don't work.
Christmas.
Shut up.
Christmas. He was mad because I said, you want to play the game? He said, this button right here don't work. I said, bet you wish you won't start messing him up again.
Dang,
and that was a key button in the game we was playing too. So he was extra hot.
So which video game console had the worst controller design between the Nintendo 64,
GameCube. 64. That thing was
the game.
Yeah, the trigger button on the back.
The middle, the random middle one.
Yes, in the back.
Yeah. I didn't.
The three handles?
Yeah, you got the two.
The three handles always freaked me out on the Nintendo 64.
Because then, God forbid, if your hands wasn't big enough and you hit that trigger button, you'd
be like, that joke was tough. The GameCube controller, I really was never a big fan of.
I like that one.
It didn't bother me just because it was small.
The Xbox bulk, the first.
Unless you got the big controller.
OG Xbox GameCube. Was tough.
Oh, yeah, we did have the big GameCube controller.
My hands had that. Big enough for that.
All right, but let's switch back to our seats out here. Isaiah, you did great. For opening our show up for us.
We're about to shut down.
We got a good 20 minutes.
Nah,
we're about to shut down.
We didn't even do our intro yet.
Yeah, right.
All this is staying in the podcast, but.
Dang, brother. You don't see this? Sheesh. All this going through here. And you about to see me just put my phone out here. Yay.
I'm our broken controllers.
This man about
to. You about to break the most expensive thing.
This man snatched our whole soundboard off the.
My mic better still be working.
Check.
I think it's still good. I think.
check. Okay, we're good. All right, you know what?
I'm nervous. Maybe my mic back.
Hey, swap that. Look, we got to swap the mic out here. I put that one right here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Quick transition
out here.
For your commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bring you our very first.
I was going to ask Isaiah to bring me my my coffee, but I'm afraid he's going to kick that cord over again.
Yeah, so let's have him stay away.
That man hit that three every single time.
Every time he came through here, he's
consistent.
But you know what? That wouldn't be pops and socks without a little few bumps.
Nah. He is your son, and you've done that plenty of times.
Oh, my gosh.
Every bit.
Every week.
Never knocked it down like that.
I'm just never on camera when I did it.
Like
too.
Father, like son out here.
Right.
He is mine.
And I is his.
Yep. All right.
Hey, man. Welcome back to another episode of Pops and Socks. We coming at you with episode 34.
33. I messed up last week. It was definitely 32.
Really?
Last week. And this was
33. Yeah, 33. Wow. You know how we're closer to hitting
the year mark.
Year mark, man.
Oh, wow.
We're more than halfway there.
52.
We got 19 more? Is that quick maths?
Yeah, quick maths.
Quick maths. Big maths.
Is that cool?
Yeah, 52 minus 33. We'll do the math later.
Yeah.
So if it was 32, then it'd be 20. And now we had 50. We had 33.
I need no
we had that 19 piece. If I'm wrong,
that's that common core map. You got it.
If I'm wrong,
that common core is crazy out here. Listen, I was able to do that. I call that tic tac toe math.
I still don't understand that though.
Listen, I want to help my son with his math, but I'm like, at some point, I'm like, bro, I can't help you. I don't know what y'all doing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what's going on with your wires over there, but I don't like it.
I think that's
what you mean.
I don't like it over here.
I was just trying to keep because the mic kept rolling down.
That look pandemonium over here.
Hey, but as y'all see.
That's that common core.
That's that common core knot?
Yeah.
As y'all see out here, you know how Shaka tried to be like me today.
Oh, no, look.
With the dashiki.
When you're born first, you can never be anything like your little brother.
Ooh,
right?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Esau wanted to be like Jacob.
Actually, Jacob.
Yeah, I took it though. I took it.
That was a head scratch.
I was about to say, wait a minute. I didn't take it.
You didn't take that birthright.
I mean, you know what, I took it.
It wasn't yours though.
Hey, you see, look, you see what God blessed me with though.
What he blessed you?
My crown.
The coupe.
He ain't got that.
He ain't got that. So you might ask.
Ball headed.
I had to set the path. I used to have the hair.
Look at
so that. He didn't start growing his hair out until I cut mine.
So basically,
ball headed.
He took it, right? You took his hair.
I didn't just take it. It was given to me.
It was given to you after I cut mine.
It was ordained.
After I cut my hair, way before I came into this world. After I cut my luscious locks.
He said, I want to grow my hair. He said, I will give you the blessings according to the hair on your head.
But you know what he didn't do? He didn't give you blessings according to the hair on your face because you can't grow a full beard.
I got a mist. You got a goatee. I got a mist. He called you patches on hula. Hey dog, so I thought you got the beard kit.
Like,
oh, no, the thing is, I've been shaving about the past month or so.
That's it. That's all you got for a month.
No, I'm talking about I shave consistently. So every two weeks, I keep shaving.
You shave it down.
Yeah.
No, he got one of those. I got the straight razor.
You don't get no razor bumps.
No.
Not with straight razor.
Hey, listen, black people prone to razor bumps.
Boy,
if you cut up under here,
I got some right now.
Yeah, listen, it hurts.
Mine's straight.
Unchecked. You got to put that. Unchecked. That bad boy. Poof.
What is it? Unchecked?
But so let's get straight to the nitty gritty. We had a long intro. We'll probably have to cut some at some point.
Nah,
but
we keeping all that.
Nah.
I got to go work in 15 minutes.
But don't worry about it.
So hey,
hey, don't worry about it.
Anthony wasn't in there taking the boo boo. Right?
Yes, sir.
That's why I bought Isaiah out.
That's the reason why we had Isaiah. Look.
But anyway,
go ahead with it.
Anyway, so in honor of Black History Month,
what you talk?
So Shaka, I thought you said you had an issue this week.
Pull them out,
especially during Black History Month.
I want to set the scene. You remember? What's that scene with Cuba Gooding Jr. when he found out that his boy died and he was in
Trey?
Oh my goodness!
Low key, that was about to be me in my office last night. I was so fed up with the shenanigans at my job this week. So I set the table with that. I'm swinging. If you don't know what we talk, what movie is that?
Not Boys in the Hood.
Not Boys in the Hood.
It is Boys in the Hood.
It's Boys in the Hood.
Ice Cube and Cuban. Not Cuban.
No, that's not.
It is.
Never mind. Yeah, it's Boys in the Hood. I was thinking
Hood Classic.
I had it switched up with Menace to Society.
Yeah. I knew you did.
So if you don't know what scene I'm talking about, go look at that scene where he's just swinging after his boy dies and he just needed to be consoled, man, because he just had a hard day. That's what I felt like yesterday.
How you console somebody like that, though?
You can't.
you got to, man.
You gonna step in the middle of that?
Not step in the middle of it.
I mean, they came to help him though.
You get behind him and hold him.
Hey dog, it's all right.
Hey man, we gonna. I mean, I've never had.
I mean, well, actually, I can't say that. But anyway,
it's Black History Month, right?
Yeah,
Black History Month.
Black excellence. Shout out, Black History Month is every month.
Every month, you right. We celebrate. We gonna start doing that. Black History Facts every week. Back to the story at the YMCA this week, a couple days ago. I was upstairs working. Co-workers called me down, said, hey, Shaka, there's a situation that you need to come and be a part of. And I need you to come handle this. Come downstairs. I'm almost thinking it's an emergency, so I'm doing my emergency try. Not full speed run, but
most. Yeah. Enough to open that. I come down there.
And they say, you got to go outside. I'm like, oh, so we got to fight somebody.
I've been waiting for this.
Listen, when they say, hey, you got to go outside to handle this, I'm like, oh, crap, what's going on?
Bet.
So I go outside thinking that, because, around the YMCA, there's a lot of homeless people out there, so we get a lot of homeless traffic in and out of the YMCA. Well, they tried to come in the YMCA. We got to turn them away.
Hey, dog.
It is what it is. Member-only facility. So I go out there, and one of my coworkers, everybody's name will stay under the books, but one of my coworkers were out there, and she was scrubbing the ground. And I was like, why are you on your knees scrubbing the ground? And that's when she tells me some not good person. I can say idiot. Idiot's not a bad word.
Nah, you say
somebody doing dumb stuff.
Somebody doing dumb stuff.
Wrote the N-word on our white pavement sidewalk at the YMCA.
Was it with pencil?
Like, it was almost etched in. Like, they were just.
Dang, so they thought about this. You know how long it took you to do this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With an ER?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Emphasis?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Dang.
Heavy. They went back over and traced that. You could tell. So you know at the YMCA, we like the penitentiary. We got cameras everywhere. There's not a place that you can go inside of our building that we can't see you. So me being the nighttime director.
Besides the bathroom, right?
Me being, except the bathroom. Now we can see into the hallway where you're supposed to be clothed, but we just can't see when you're going to the bathroom. So even if you do something stupid in there, if teens go in there two by two, which we don't allow, we can see you going to the bathroom. Bet. And we catch you quick.
It's to go.
You want to go into our basement, you want to hide in the hall, you're not going anywhere. But back to the story. So as soon as they tell me this, I'm like, okay, cool. I go and check the cameras. I thought it was going to take me all night to find out who did this. Took me 5 minutes.
Dang, 30 seconds.
That's because they offended you. Look. Oh, he tapped into the superpower.
Listen, your boy.
Turn into Iron Man over here and turn it down.
You know, on the outside, I'm playing cool, calm, and collected. I'm like, all right, we're going to find out who did this. But on the inside, I felt like Wade from Kim.
I'm on it.
Got him.
That's exactly what I said.
Got him.
So my coworker, she was behind me working with another member. And as soon as I found it and I saw who did it, I was like, got him. And she turned around. She's like, did you find out who did it? I'm like, yep. Wait until we see him tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was Friday.
Hey, man. Say, man.
I was teaching. I was in the middle of teaching my boxing class. So another one of my coworkers came in and they told me in the middle of my class, they were like, the two boys, because there were two of them that were involved. It looked like one of them had dared the other one to do it. And he don't matter. No excuses. I was in the middle of teaching my boxing class.
Double dog day.
And one of my coworkers comes back and she's like, Shaka, do you want me to have that situation? I was like, please and thanks. She's like, well, how should I do it? I said, ban him for life.
You gave him the ban for life?
Oh, bro, for life? For life.
That's life.
You, your kids, we'll never see you.
Expand out to the fourth generation out here.
Better take that nonsense to Kingsport, brother.
Yeah, you give him a chance to, did you get a chance to talk to him?
I did not. Because I was in the middle of teaching my class.
True that.
So
did they explain why he said, like, why that was in his mind?
We don't need no explanation on Black History Month. We just do it.
Exactly.
We just do it out here.
Let this have been March 1st or January 31st. Might have been a different story.
He might have seen my face. He might have got. He might have been. Look, he might have been graced with my presence.
Yeah, but I really.
But on February,
give him that life sentence. Convict.
Hey, God, young Jesus.
I was trying to.
Yo,
it's okay. I was not helping, but I'm trying to say, like, you know, I want to know, dumb kids do dumb stuff. I mean, to be fair. I do believe there is room for grace, love, and mercy.
Yeah.
But at this age, I'm assuming they were, you said it was kid. I'm assuming
they're eighth, ninth grade.
Okay. So there's a level of accountability.
Yes.
That you have to have. Let me ask you, brother, are you one of the, or do you have other Black people that work there with you?
I'm the only Black.
Oh, that was intentional.
It wasn't
intentional.
It could have been, but here's the thing: we don't know intention. All I know is, did you do it? And you did it.
And we got your camera.
So I don't know intention. I'm the only Black man that works at the YMCA.
Okay,
so when you told me this story, this is the problem I have. Why'd they get you out of all people to go check on it?
Okay, they have to get me because I am the director at night. I am at the top of the food chain, so anything that happens, they got to come get me.
Oh, Shaka going to be thrilled.
Shaka, look.
Hey, get Shaka. Make sure you get him on camera, too. Make sure the camera facing him. Hey, get Shaka.
Anything that involves an incident report or anything big like that, I'm on the scene, period. You got to come through me, because I'm pretty much not going to call myself the CEO at night, but pretty much I am his proxy.
I'm the CEO, not saying it.
I'm CEO at night.
I'm him.
I'm him. That's
CEO.
I'm him. I'm the guy. Anything that happens, come through
you
me.
You got to go through me.
But we got the perfect team at the YMCA. So after that happens, I can't say names, but they suspend that boy forever.
Dude.
And the friend that was with him seemed like he didn't have any remorse. So I was like, technically, he didn't write anything, so I was like, I can't really suspend him. But my coworker, she was like, well, he didn't really show any remorse, so I just suspended him for a month. And I was like,
month?
For the culture. He didn't do anything, but apparently he was the one that dared the other friend to do it.
He's just as guilty.
Yeah, he just
if you have proof, did he say that?
I mean, the proof was in the video.
Did he say that? Did he say, dared him?
The video only shows one person.
I mean, did you hear that he dared him, though?
No, so the guy that wrote it said that his friend dared him. So that's just hearsay.
But
hold in the court.
That's all I need on Black History Month. That's all I need.
That's all you need.
You gone.
It's sufficient evidence.
You gone.
You're gone.
Yeah. He fired.
All right. I'm trying to get our listeners who might be thinking, like, what, these guys are cold. You talking about banning kids? Yeah. It was an accident.
I ain't talking about banning them.
No, yeah, for life.
Yeah.
They fired out here.
You can't come back, man.
Right. So we'll let you guys understand
of we all know what that word is, what that word means.
Yeah, we're talking about niceties,
right? And I think at some point, this man kicked me upside my face. You try to sabotage me.
Go ahead, man.
But at some point, there has to be a level of accountability there.
Yes.
Like, I understand. I'm all for grace and mercy, and eventually, I'm pretty sure if you see the kid again, you'll probably say, what's up to him?
I've been nice to this kid since I remember I gave him his initial tour when he became a member of the YMCA.
Mm. Right.
Very, very good kid. Seemed like he come from a good family. But I just wanted to talk to the parents. And I was like,
right. I was about to get that. I said, so...
But that's not the parent you need to talk to. You need to talk to the person that dared him, because really the other guy really wanted to do it. He just didn't have the heart.
So he still is guilty. I mean, that's the same. The guilty is guilty. I think we have to, if we want to continue addressing like racism and those, because I hear this from my other quote, white coworkers. They like to just say, it's just kids being kids. Before somebody says, it's just kids being kids, it's just this quote, ignorant people. Well, you need to start. I think we've gotten to the point of being so politically correct that we stop being direct and upfront with people. Man, when somebody's direct with you, sometimes people take that as a, how dare you address me directly about what I'm doing or whatnot. Huh? So there was a situation that I had to address a coworker about mine that I felt that she said something on the, she didn't call say nothing in a sense of racism, but she referred to me as somebody who is black, I won't say who what, in a negative low tone of light about a certain situation. And I was like, why would you ever say something to me like that? I said, what do you feel that was cool? He says, oh, I'm just playing. I said, no, if I said something on the lines, and I don't mean what I'm about to say, like, I don't really think this, but I've said something on the lines of women don't belong at work, women belong in the kitchen. I'm in the office with HR immediately.
Bruh.
You
going to Kingsport.
Yep. Right. Oh, you think, listen, Kingsport.
You going to Kingsport.
Fourth floor. You go to the fourth floor, it's a wrap. You might as well go ahead and turn your badge in. Before don't waste your gas going down there. It's over. It's over. But I addressed it. I was like, she's like, well, I didn't mean it. I said, exactly. You know, you did mean it like this, but you didn't think I was going to say something. I said, I'm going to be crystal clear. Don't you ever refer him. I'm not the dude to play with.
Nope.
I don't want you to joke with. We ain't never gonna be that cool. We ain't homies like that. Nope. Don't you ever feel comfortable around me? Because I said, because if you do, you don't address the root. And if you don't address those roots, you don't address the problem. I think a lot of people feel comfortable around, like, why can't I, look, that's like somebody white coming up to you. Why can't I say that? Why can't I call you the N-word? And they call you, look, what? You guys say it all the time.
Oh. Well, I don't feel comfortable with black people saying that.
Right, nope. So I don't say it. Look,
I don't
keep that power from them, I don't say that. This would be like, when have you ever heard me say
that? Take off your dashiki right now. I shot.
Take off your dashiki. Shaka out here.
Hey, keep telling your story.
Shaka, tell
your story. Defile the culture.
Keep telling your story. You good?
Nah, tell him, Shaka.
Nah, you know what? You ain't got a dog like I got. You know?
Nah.
You ain't got the same dog that I got, all right?
Dog.
You got
Domino.
You know, you call Domino? You know what?
You got Domino.
Anyway.
I know what dog you got.
But no, I just think those things you have to address directly head on with full penalty. Those things, because if not, I said,
is this something that you potentially could have went to HR for?
I probably could. I mean, yes. Or at least I'll say yeah. If I had to think about it, I'll say yeah.
Because you got to just to put it out there. Because I'm like, if the tables were turned,
I pray. Thank God, I have a God that hears your heart and understands. Yeah. I ain't trying to get nobody fired or whatever.
And that's the point.
And I'm not. I don't want you. Yeah, I want to educate. I don't want you to lose your job. Now, if it happens again, don't listen.
Did that happen this month?
I'll say you're having
nope. This month. Not on Black History Month. You have to find another way to pay for your kids' daycare. But it ain't gonna be with this job.
But like I said, I don't want you to get fired. Like I said, Shaka said best. I just want to educate you.
Yeah, let me educate
you. Now again,
educate in multiple ways.
Paperwork needs to be filed.
Oh, for sure.
Just to be just like the FBI builds a case.
Karen out here tripping.
Dang.
Karen out here tripping. That ain't her name. I'm just saying, you know.
That's not the person's name, but yeah.
But yeah, man. So that was just the first story that I was coming from. So yesterday, I'm teaching my Hyrox class.
Oh, right? Lord.
We're going great. I'm out there bumping my good music. Some of it's even Christian. I'm playing Lecrae. I'm playing Biggie. I'm playing Andre 3000.
Edited. So, all of this edited.
Yeah, oh, there's not a cuss word that plays in my doggone classes. I'm better than that. So while I'm teaching, actually at the end of my class, all my coworkers come to me. Hey, Shaka, I got to tell you a story. And I'm just like, what's going on? It's Friday, man. Friday is supposed to be chill.
Right. Friday.
Why are y'all coming to me with all this emotion?
I'm ready. Look, the day's over.
We get off in 2 hours.
No, it's chill.
We be smooth for 2 hours.
Bro, that's, listen, they used to kill me when I worked at the Boys and Girls Club. It never failed. I'm like, the last hour, I'd be like, yo, all them kids, we ain't playing nothing that's competitive. Yeah. It's the last, I'm not filing no paperwork.
I'm not doing that. If you don't want to get suspended, don't come to me.
Oh.
So apparently, my coworkers were cleaning, putting trash bags and trash cans and whatnot. And another one of the members comes up to one of my coworkers and apparently ask him, because my music be loud. I ain't going to lie. Because
naturally,
loud music allows you to kind of hide the pain when you're working.
Just the blood flowing.
Yeah.
It does. It gets you ready. But another one of these members, probably from the Caucasus Mountains, comes up to another one of our employees. He says, who's playing that N-word music over there?
Hold on. He said, what music?
N-word.
I thought you said Negro music.
I don't even want to say Negro on the podcast.
Oh, that's Lord.
I don't even want to give him that satisfaction.
50,000 lashes on my man's back.
Backside.
On his back.
He said he's playing that what?
Yeah, so my coworker, he was just like, what? Did he really just say that? So my coworker was like, what did you say? Who's playing that loud Negro music over there?
I heard it the first time. You ain't got to repeat yourself.
Apparently, he said it 2 or 3 times. And luckily, he handled it good. He was just like, there's a class that's going on over there. A lot of people are trying to get in shape. They got to keep the music pretty loud. And so he handled it the right way. So I'm glad they came and told me. Because what my coworker could have been, my coworker could have said something like, yeah, who is playing that loud Negro music?
The next dog. So question, are you looking to kick hit or I guess you don't?
I made everybody fill out an incident report, and I pretty much filed it just like any director would.
Right. Okay.
I gotta document this.
Document it.
Because by the time I got finished with my class, I'm pretty sure
an older gentleman.
This guy's older. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but by the time I got out of my class, he was already gone.
All right.
So I was like, you know, I just filled out the incident report, left it on my CEO's desk, and said, here, y'all can handle this. But if y'all have this meeting, because I don't go into work until 1 o'clock, I'm like, if y'all have this meeting and I'm there, please let me be present.
I want to be present. Cause I want him fired too.
Dang.
But let me
on March.
Let me
you good.
Nah.
January, you good. February, oh, everybody fired out here.
Dr. Umar over here.
You blinking me wrong. You fired.
He fired. Everybody
going up out of here. But I want to give a big shout out to all of my coworkers who handled these situations swiftly.
Maybe not here walking around because on eggshells with Shaka.
No. They're all good. They all stand for what is right. And I had told them that last night. I said, I appreciate all you guys for handling the situation professionally and just standing up for not only me as the only black director here, Shaka, but just standing up for what's right, period.
Right.
Because I believe that they would have done this even if there was another director that didn't look like me in the building. And these guys are like, man, this is so messed up. I can't believe people start acting like this. Yada, yada, yada. So I'm just like, you know what? I appreciate that.
So black.
I ain't a lot of. When something happened to a black person.
Yeah.
White people be getting more offended than black people sometimes.
No. Well, here's the thing.
And I'm not saying we don't get offended. But I see just how
Black
Lives Matter.
I want the same energy though.
I do.
I'm saying
their silence makes you complicit. And
yeah. So. I can't even articulate it better.
Come on, I got you.
Your silence says more about how you really feel versus what you actually say out loud. Like, there's nothing worse. I've been in situations like that. Oh my gosh, you know what Jerry just said? He just said X, Y, and Z. Why did he feel comfortable telling you? So now that you're wanting to come tell me, Jerry, I was standing here between you and Jerry. You were talking to him for 10, 20 minutes after he supposedly had said this.
Yeah.
You didn't say no. You didn't say my bad. Mm. Well, that's what, I mean, he didn't say it to me. Boom. So like Shaka said, your silence makes you, again.
And I'm not saying like silence, but I'm talking about like the over the top.
So I don't know if y'all ever had that one person or that.
No, I want the same energy.
Look, how about it? Who's saying let's go get them type? Look, they said this. Let's go get them.
Hold on. Hold on, I got kids first of all.
Yeah.
Oh, that they
can handle this on site.
Got a job, all right.
Look here, off site is good, but nah, like I said, I think they did, like I said, handle it professionally,
right?
Which is cool.
Nah, that's good.
No doubt.
They did the.
But at the same time, like I said, it's gotta be hard.
It's all listen.
It's gotta be hard. And like, I think, first of all, being a job like that where somebody write the N word, you can't do nothing.
I can't. And here's what would have made me feel even worse. Because watching my coworker on her hands and knees scrubbing this off the pavement, I'm just like, God, dog.
God, you asked the right person to do it. You called it upon her heart.
She should never have been in this position to have to mark this off the ground at 8 o'clock at night. But she was already out there cleaning it up before I even had a chance to go out there and take a picture.
All I'm saying,
so
looks
I thank
better.
You, specific person who I won't say your name, but
oh,
you
yeah,
are
for
amazing.
Sure.
I
right.
appreciate you and I love you.
For sure, because I'll tell you right now, if I'd have been out there and I seen a brother.
Yeah.
Scrubbing that off the ground.
Bruh.
Hey, brother, get up.
Oh,
get up.
If they would ask me to clean
I
that
said
up,
we would not have that. I said we would not have that.
We don't do that here. We don't do that here. I can promise you I wasn't cleaning it up.
Oh, I said I'm gonna say God bless her. God bless her tenfold. For handling that situation, yes, according to what she did, scrubbing that.
Absolutely.
Because, like I said, any other brother, it would have been a discrepancy.
I would not have had that.
A misproportion.
Nope.
So, question, last question, Shaka, because I know you got to get ready to dip set, because you got 30 seconds left. Go ahead. It's probably past that.
Yeah, I can be there in 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. So, last question. Do you feel, as a people, or maybe as a black man, that are you properly represented, maybe at your job, or do you feel like sometimes that it's your job does stuff to maybe pacify you rather than answer stuff directly?
I'm not going to say I'm very underrepresented, but just in general, this whole entire area.
Well, we're currently where we live. Yeah.
We are very underrepresented as a diverse work culture. Like, you probably feel that you're underrepresented. You could probably say, hey, we can use a couple more of us in here.
For sure.
I know you're not the only one that works at your job.
Nah. But or like, my current branch, yes.
Okay. Maybe you are.
I'm only brown, Asian, whatever.
You're the only person of color?
I'm the only one at my branch, my particular branch.
Mm. Yes, yeah.
Now, if you want to get them out.
Son, you a tax write-off.
So, that's what it sounds like. That's what I feel like. So, it was crazy. We actually used to joke about this when I worked at the Parkway branch. We probably literally, I'm willing to put my own salary up to say that we were probably the most diverse branch in any bank, any other institution in the area.
I know there was a couple of them over there.
Because it was, I won't say names on here just for specifics, but there's, so it's about four total, like, the people. And that's four. You heard what I said.
Yeah.
Four. And one of them is Hispanic, so I'll count them in there too.
Don't mend them.
But so it's four of us, and then so I say.
Are you counting the one that identifies as 0.3% Nigerian? Remember you told that story about.
Oh no no! That's my coworker. I love her. She's awesome. Yeah,
she's not in the cut.
No, I had her. She said she was 0.1. Her daughter is. Her daughter celebrated. What's that?
Kwanzaa.
That was literally my favorite story. Shout out to her and her family.
She ain't no albino black.
You talking about that Tobias?
You know Tobias well.
Tobias well. But no, I would say, yeah, we're definitely clearly underrepresented in those. And it's frustrating because, first of all, I think, most things we talk about, even the NFL, I think you were held at a completely different standard at times.
Yes.
And I feel like when it comes to certain positions or placement, the goalpost keeps moving, even to today.
Will. Absolutely.
Right. And I'm not saying, am I grateful to have my job? Yes. But you think it's a bold-faced lie to be like, well, I got mine. I can't help everybody else. That's not the point. That's supposed to be to better be all-inclusive. And I will say my job has made attempts to – I will say they really have made attempts to make us feel like we're unity and be more inclusive. They even gave us Juneteenth off. right?
That's a federal holiday.
You right. So my thing out. Was this. I'm gonna be. Can I keep it funky real fast?
Keep it funky fire. Keep it funky fire.
They give us everything but what we're asking for out here.
I don't care
about being off on Juneteenth. All I said was,
hold up now.
Look, hold on. No. Look, Bukari was, I don't care about being work on Juneteenth. All I asked was, hey, can we get 45-minute lunches? Those raggedy 30-minute lunches. Listen, by the time I leave around the corner. They give us everything. Can we get bump? Wow. Give, if you really care, bump, help us with that payout here. Look, you give it everything but what we asked for or basic stuff within there. We give it a day off. We didn't ask for that. I'm giving Juneteenth
off.
There's only, never mind. I won't say it.
I bet you if they let you work on Martin Luther King Day, you'll be upset.
We worked last year.
Are y'all off for President's Day? Y'all off this Monday?
Yeah, we are.
Thank God.
They gave us.
I needed a babysitter.
Which is weird, too. I feel something way as a believer, though. As a believer in Christ, they gave us Martin Luther King Jr. off that day, which I think personally it was required because we were recordly slow those days. But they took away Good Friday, though. So we don't get off for Good Friday anymore, but we get off for.
I never thought Good Friday was a holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess my work history, yeah. I've never worked Good Friday.
Really? Oh, because Good Friday always came on a race week, and I was like, oh, they just let everybody out of school.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that could probably have been it, actually. Yep. So it could have been a little bit
more around here.
So to be fair, I won't say they're blatantly trying to disrespect or do anything like that, but I'm going to say personally never worked on those days.
I wish
at least an hour lunch, something. Dang.
I wish work environment was super diverse, but I will say that I think I represent our people well. Do I wish there were more of us? Absolutely. But I think a change is coming. And I think that our leadership is, they notice that they also want change, but you're just not going to hire anybody off the street just so you can say you're diverse.
That's probably the worst thing you really do.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, you just can't be letting pick everybody out.
Pick anybody.
He messed up and they won't hire another brother for 20 years.
you got to get the right one. All right? So, that's it. Let's be more diverse in our hiring, practices.
Let's be the change that we want to see and be.
Because don't come and get me just for all the black situations.
Right.
Please don't do that.
Because I might not handle the way you want me to handle it.
Well, I mean, granted, because I am super professional at work when it comes to stuff like that. I'm always going to be extra professional.
That's the thing. I want to say this. I feel like sometimes, do we have to be extra professional because we don't want to give that stigma of being the angry black person?
Yes.
I think
that is it.
That's frustrating. I mean, that because I'm frustrating because look, I
to
see,
a certain I level, see, you can only I, let them call you a monkey for so long.
You can't keep calling
us a monkey for so long. If you're that direct, take it professionally.
It's never been
I've never had that.
Racism. It's always been outhanded. No one's ever came to my face. It'd be a whole misunderstanding.
Look, if you had it'd be a lot of furniture moved in this place. I've never had directly.
I don't love my job that much.
Facts. Listen, don't ever get twisted now, John. Look, everybody's an appointment. We you can all, like you said, we only be so many things that professionalism. Hey, dog. Was that 40-year-old version that Kevin Hart scene? Yeah. He says, he's now you've been condescending. Let's move forward amicably. Yeah. He tried to be a professional, and then the voice took it to a different level, and it came all the way out.
You want now I'm here.
That's what it is. Now I'm here. I say that because I felt the same way at my job. I feel like I have to handle this above and beyond super reproach at times when somebody is blatantly being crazy or disrespectful because I'm not trying to damage. First and foremost, I know that's what Jesus wants me to do, and the Holy Spirit helps me with that.
Absolutely.
That's really what it comes down to. Second, also, I don't want to disrespect or damage my family and our name. And also, as a people, and it's unfair, but we do have to wear that stigma of we represent our culture, at least in this area, those people they see. And if they think that's what we all going to do and be like, then what change are we really going to bring?
Exactly. But no other culture has to deal with that. I don't think white people have to go around, man, I have to represent my whole entire race.
No.
Black people have to go around, man, I got to represent my family, my friends, my whole culture.
Right.
Us as a whole people. And I don't think that would be the case if we lived in a more suburban, more urban area. I think if we grew up in a majority colored area.
I'll say that's Atlanta, all kinds of.
It would be different.
Oh, I'll say that.
It would be different. Simple as that. Dang, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
So. That's it, guys.
Whoa! All right. We had a good discussion.
Jesus, that was good. That was deep. Thank you guys for being here. You know what I'm saying? Bro. Break us down, man.
Was
that my job?
Also,
this podcast gonna be black.
Stop doing dumb stuff.
Stop doing that by Isaiah. Stop doing dumb stuff, according to my son.
Stop doing dumb
stuff. People, I'm telling you guys, just stop. If you have questions about, those diversity questions, please, please, please do not walk up to the first black person you see and ask these questions. It is highly offensive. I'm telling you right now, you're risking it all.
And we can tell. I can tell if it comes from a place of sincerity
versus
something that you could have easily Googled.
Versus somebody wants to be funny and ask. Yeah. Like, we're not saying you can't ask questions, or if you really want to know or be all inclusive.
I'm there if you really want to know.
I really do. We really like.
I got one last thing that we head out. If somebody's trying to describe some, I had this incident. Somebody was trying to describe an African. I'm saying African.
African or African American? African.
Why we gotta be African American?
Because we are American.
Black History Month. All right. We Africans out here.
All right.
It's not African Americans because they don't got little white Americans. European Americans out here is Africans. We Africans.
I think they do, but it's not here.
But so let's just say they're trying to describe an African. White person trying to describe an African, and they say, "Hey, what's that?" What's that brother's name? The black guy.
Is that offensive? No, I don't feel like you're trying to trying to bring recall and description. Like, so example, there's two Anthony's, like in War for Peer Group. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. They would have been say, the black Anthony. Oh, I know who you're talking about. I never took that as offense. Or the white Anthony.
You right? Well, my name is Bakar.
Hey, no confusion with that.
I've never run into that problem.
I've run into
if you hear the name Bakar, it's for sure going to be black.
Yeah. I can't think nothing blacker than that.
the black Bakar. If you say it, I'm like being racist.
Oh, yeah.
We got a problem.
Yeah. That's why it's good to pick your names for your children correctly.
That's it. Okay. So before we leave out of here, black history fact. Black woman created the ironing board. Just let y'all know, I ironed my clothes a couple times this week. And while I was using that, when was the last time y'all ironed clothes?
Boy, I can't tell you when last time I bought an iron board. I had an ironing board, I was at my mama's house on Good Street and I was 16.
God,
I can still get down.
I leave my clothes if I really need it. I leave it right there, exactly where you're sitting right there. Yeah. Knock a few wrinkles out of that bad boy, flip it. All right, we out of here.
Then you gone?
Yeah. 99 times out of 10, I put that wrinkle shield on in that dryer.
Yep.
Wow.
Let's go. Look,
kind of spritz it a little bit.
You don't got wrinkle shield?
Oh, no. I spritz mine a little bit and then throw it in there. Just
that's if you got time, man. I like, sometimes ironing feels nostalgic.
It do. It'll take you back to your roots.
You know, get those wrinkles out.
Take you back to the roots. So
the best one, iron, my Uncle Beverly, God rest his soul. I've never seen anybody, like, it was therapeutic for him. Like, he grew up, he was in jail for a lot, and I think a lot of time that was his job. But he would literally tell us, bring all your clothes here. And now, mind you, there was 6+ people in his house. You know how much, you know how many clothes that is?
That's
but
not,
I've ne- like, I told not. Him, if you can open up a shop, to this day, the dry cleaners can't get that stuff, that starch or that press and stuff, the way he would do it.
Dope.
It was, and again, that was his way of just kind of decompressing, thinking, relaxing, like you said. Nostalgic or whatever. So when you think of ironing, I think of my Uncle Beverly, and it makes me miss him a little bit.
It's therapeutic, man. We like
that's
it.
That's that Miyagi do.
Yeah. So take that black history fact with you. I forgot her name, but black people are responsible for the ironing board. And also the red light. CJ Walker.
Yeah, Madam CJ Walker.
Self made millionaire. Hey, black hair care.
Got it. Look, matter of fact, she got her she got a show on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Go check it out.
I think it's called Self Made. Maybe.
Yep. Self made.
I haven't finished watching that.
Sorry. Oh, first of all, that's really good though. Octavia Spencer's dope.
Oh,
first of all, I ain't gonna lie, there's certain black movies I can only watch maybe once.
We can talk about the importance of black cinema next week.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like it.
Or black media culture.
Black media culture.
That could be, I think that'd be a good way to wrap up by the end of the last week of Black History Month.
Yep.
For us. So that'd be a good way to wrap up.
I gotta buy me another dashiki week? Before next Saturday.
I ain't gonna lie, I got another shirt. I ran out of dashikis.
I know. It's my last one, guys. It's my last one. So welcome. I'm about to say welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Pops and Socks. Welcome to the end of the episode. We have made it. We want to thank our guest for coming, Isaiah.
Hey.
For coming to sit on the couch.
Thank you, Isaiah.
He will get better. By the time he gets to high school, he's gonna look back at this and be like, "Damn, man, all these one
facts.
All these
trippy, one word every, answers, look, it was to be fair. It also was not in the slightest. It was complete improv. I was in the bathroom. I come out. I said, "What's I say on the mic?"
We wasn't playing. We wasn't joking around. But Yasmin, welcome.
Why you saying
welcome?
I'm ball faded. Dreadlocks, coofied up.
This is why you don't do this. Bald headed, he faded, he dreadlocks.
Hey, man, we out. Hey, man, give us that theme music again, man. Come on now.
I'm going to work.